Would you like to know more? Would you like to know more?
Welcome to the War Master Podcast, episode 93 with Paul and Barry.
Hello, this is going to be sort of a live podcast because I have to keep the phone on because I'm expecting the internationals to message me about their arrival details as we go along. Could be as we talk. And there's a lot of getting organised. Busy day today.
Busy day for him. Yeah. Busy, even busier day for me.
Yeah.
Today is the day my life finally ends. Oh, yep. Ping! Ping! Because my in-laws are moving next door. Hooray!
Yeah. There you go.
So when you have that conversation, say, oh, we're thinking of moving near you, mm-hmm. and you go like, oh, that's nice. And they say, oh, you got any opinions on that? I say, yeah, just not within walking distance. No. Anywhere outside walking distance, you know, a little bit of a distance.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, you're not like in each other's stuff all day, every day.
Yep.
So I guess next door is literally not walking distance because it's no distance. So that's why they haven't broken the hip, so they're next door. So that's fantastic. So, So I'm as happy as a man can be. Because any married man will tell you that there is nothing better than seeing your mother-in-law every day.
Rather you than me, to be honest, Barry.
Because they love nothing more than sticking their nose in your shit. Oh, dear God. So, fantastic. So, this episode 93, it's not all going to be all doom and gloom.
Yep.
And we're going to talk about the event preparation.
Yes.
Which is ongoing. Mm-hmm. And a little bit of a Dicini review.
Yep.
And it is about midday on the 18th of the month of May.
Yeah, so the day before the Grand Tournament.
Mm-hmm. Paul's. We're also going to do the draw live.
We are.
And then hopefully I'll get this up on the net tonight, so you will know who you're playing. You won't know what list. I'm not going to tell you what list they're playing.
We have mostly confirmed what armies are using. There's one or two people that haven't come to me yet of what their armies are.
And I picked my list before I saw any of that shenanigans. I haven't even seen it yet, so I can't say. I don't even know what Janus is playing, but I will tell you now, he's declined two grudges. And I'm going to make it three, because I'm grudging you again, motherfucker!
So what grudging have I even asked him? But he's like,
I'm going to ask him tomorrow. I'm grudging him, so that would be three.
Well, that's too late, because the draw's already going to happen, isn't it?
Well, that's true. I would grudge him, though. The son of a gun. He turned down two grudges.
Yeah, he's got no shame.
The man is an English army officer, and no doubt. And no doubt.
If we did it your way, I'd lose.
Discretion is the better form of valour. Better part of valour. Like leaning from the back, sir.
Brilliant. I love it. Controversy. But if you keep winning, you're gonna face him sooner or later.
But that is true.
Yeah.
You're going to have to go through.
You're going to have to go through. Only to beat the man, you've got to beat the man.
Another interesting thing we saw today, I'll just get it before we get into Paul's wide, wide world of sport, is I saw Christoph's Ogres ready for action.
Oh, they look beautiful.
Yeah, he's going to come and he's going to kick ass. I'm scared shitless about having to face those. There's no chaff in that.
No. It's like, I didn't see any... he doesn't seem paint any...
He didn't have any.
Yeah. He didn't need them.
We'll get them tomorrow, but... Man alive, that looks hard to fight. We'll see
what he can do.
And he likes the old fighting, for sure.
Yeah,
he likes a bit of
He
was normally an orc player, but
wow. This is going to be good. It's going to be some interesting games now. And I hopefully I have got a message to every all. We've had two drops, sadly, but that is perfect in a sense because it evens me up to be free. And I have messaged every 16 of these players that are left. They're all coming. So barring some accident tomorrow, I will get to be the spare player and I can run around answering our rules questions and keeping it going.
Okay. Also, tomorrow, just because to make tomorrow nice and busy, for those that don't know, the international scene, it's the FA Cup final.
Yeah, that's quite a big deal.
London's going to be relatively busy for the FA Cup final, and there's some kind of royal wedding.
Yeah.
Not that I give a frig about a royal wedding.
Yeah.
I was trying to tell my kids today about how the royals actually got how people with power got power.
They just took it, didn't they?
They just took it, yeah. So we're back in the room. Paul's just had a call from one of the American fella that's coming to stay.
The American, yeah.
American. Mm-hmm. Well, we're not going to name him. We're not going to give him a first name, at least.
It's Chris Bennett.
Yeah. Oh, well, you can both name it. Yeah. Okay, so that's why we stopped there.
Simple things at once here, Barry.
Well, you're supposed to be podcasting. I know that's the third thing on your list. Well, you're on a laptop and a phone.
Yeah, I'm just sorting out the drawer. Right, go on, yeah, carry on.
Oh, I'm trying to.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was having an educational discussion on the way to school today with the kids about how people with power got power.
They just take it.
I was trying to say, like, so I'm rich-ish. And I get some men, and I say, well, this common land, I'm just going to have that now.
I'm saying, you do as I say.
So if you want access to this common land, which you used to have, which I've now fenced in, you'll have to pay me for access. And if you want to live here, you're going to have to pay me for that too. And then over time, that's just how the structure became.
It's great, isn't it?
It's brilliant. And then it's like, well, that's not very fair.
No, it's not fair. But it's with power. But with power, you can do what you want.
And so we were discussing how to get rid of the monarchy, obviously, because I've been a good Republican. And I was saying how France and Russia dealt with their monarchies. And we're probably not going to go back there, if we're being honest. We're probably not going to put them against a wall. But the only thing that I'm finding amusing is that they've picked the world's most dysfunctional family to marry into the royal family.
It does sound... Well, I don't know. Like, is it... I don't know.
Yeah. Sounds like there's plenty of juice.
I mean, Charles is walking her down the aisle now.
Is it?
Yeah.
Of course he is.
That was always going to happen, I think. Mm.
And then they're flying off to the skunk farm, are they? It's just brilliant, man. It's brilliant. It's like the Kardashians are marrying the royal family. She's not a Kardashian, obviously,
no.
This woman. She's much more classy than that. But her family seem a bit, like, left field.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, that's interesting. Right, so we're going to have to... Paul, you're going to have to stop typing now, man, because you're going to have to talk about Paul's world.
Yeah, yeah.
Or should I do Barry's world?
You do Barry's world first.
Oh, it's going to be really immense. So the last 2 weeks, we've played some magic.
Yeah.
I started another club.
So that is you.
Counterculture game?
Yeah.
On Fridays, yeah. Right. The guy knows nothing about magic, so I'm just running it for him.
What, indefinitely? Like, what are you getting for it?
We're getting access to Friday Night Magic, which is nice in Chelmsford.
Yeah.
Which will be good.
Because that's the traditional night to it, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, that's the escalator onto the big stuff, the Pro Tour qualifiers and stuff. So that's good. It's good.
I'm surprised you committed to that.
I'm committed to every Friday. Yeah. Commit to some Friday.
Oh, some Friday.
So we're doing it every other week at the moment.
Okay, that makes more sense to me, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and my mother-in-law lives next door, so if I need babysitters, here you go, fellas!
True.
Next door you go! What else have we been doing? I finished Blackgate Miniatures.
Yeah.
There's only a couple of stragglers. It's weird that people commit and then... Maybe they forgot they've committed, or really they weren't the arse or whatever, but they just never get around to sending you the P&P. So
yeah, weird.
I haven't even got an address for, like, three of them, so I can't send it to you. I don't even know where you live.
Yeah.
Even if I was going to pay the P&P myself, which I'm not likely to, but that's just weird. Kickstarter's a weird thing. Like, we had a whole episode on Kickstarter, so Kickstarter is a weird, weird, weird thing. The amount of people that pay money and then don't collect, strange. Right, we've also booked our curry night for tomorrow.
Yes,
but I guess we'll talk about that later,
yeah.
And when we talk about the event preparation.
Yeah, so before we go into the main topic, should we do about Dicini?
No, that's right at the end.
Okay, right. Mm-hmm.
That's like, we recorded a little episode, a little 10-minute thing about Dicini. And things have changed, because you're going to listen to the Dicini episode and we talk about relics. And one thing that is interesting to bring up is Games Workshop... errated how relics work, or they've put it in the beta rule.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which I think is a load of shit, basically, because...
Because
it just basically makes it redundant without making it redundant.
Yeah.
Because if I've already got 12 glory or 10 glory or whatever I need, and it's early enough in the game to matter still, then I've already won.
Yeah.
So, and if it's not, then if I get 10 glory and get these 4 relics by the end of turn 12, then they haven't done anything.
Yeah, I mean, it's doubled the cost of the relics. So there is a card in the game that allows you to get a relic out for free, an upgrade, which could be that. So you might need only 10 glory, but if you've got 10 glory, in most of the games, you're pretty much dominating, I've found. You know,
but it's not just that. There are still answers in the game as well. So not only have you got to fight through these this 10 glory now to get the relics online, but then you could just have one blown away by a card.
Exactly.
Which I thought was enough to contain it anyway, but...
Yeah.
Because that way you could lose half the games just on the flip of a dice. And you say, I'll win half the games on the flip of a dice. But you'll lose half the games.
But in a way, it's good that... It's good that GW will do something about it. But what's weird... Well, but they have done something that's very heavy-handed. Yeah.
I don't think it'll last. It's only a beta rule, but we'll see.
I think,
because, people might have, anyway, whatever. Yeah. We're not the fucking Shadespire podcast.
It's just it's good. I mean, it seemed, if that, how long it takes that beta thing to be, like, that's the rule now. We only really matters like if an event decides to use it or not until it's official, or if it ever's going to be official. I don't know.
Okay, right, Paul, you've got to do your world now. So stop looking at your phone and fanging laptop. Get on with it. Keep it short.
I've been painting.
Of course, yeah.
So I've done 2 units of ogres now, like as test pieces.
Called ogre warriors.
Ogre warriors. Yeah, and I'm quite liking them. I'm doing a unit of mammoth riders next. Yeah, so that's cool. What else have I gathered? I played my first game of the Guild Ball League on Wednesday.
Very good.
I beat Dave with I remembered a move. I think as in like one of my characters had take the damage of somebody of one of my own. Like you hit him instead.
Right.
And that literally won me the game at the end. Though I had previously missed an open goal with 4 dice. So I'd like, I failed to roll 1-4 plus on 4. So I was like, it's a bit cheeky way to win, but it's totally legit. It's just what Guild Ball is, isn't it? It's just like, snatched a win out of there, basically. It was, and I won 12-10.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was very tight.
Like 7% chance of not doing it. But
Something like that, yeah. Anyway, so I've won my first game of that. That's cool. I mean, it was fun playing it. What else have I been up to? Not too much, really, like games-wise. I don't think.
Is it starting to kick in now? Is the little one starting? the squeeze on time that inevitably comes.
I guess the
kind of family commitment.
I don't think there's really anything else. We played Shadespire afterwards, against Dave as well, and he smashed me.
Were they still on the undead?
No, he used Sigmar Marines, and they slaughtered my Skaven. Just like... fighty Sigma. I just... I couldn't compete. I couldn't hang. I just died. Just died a lot. So I brought more back and I died more. And it's like, it was brutal.
Goddamn Sigma. Yeah. I goddamn hate those things. But they're part of the game. There's nothing I can do.
But we did... one of the nights that I might have had free, we went off and recce'd the venue. So that's what I did instead of something else.
We'll talk about that a little bit in our main bit.
Yeah, yeah.
So is that all we're going to do for the Paul's World?
I think so, yeah. I mean,
that's very modest of you, sir.
Well, it's just, I'll have a quick flick back.
We'll have a quick through and find out actually played 46 games.
I did, since we last spoke, I stayed at Ben's, when I went to that after Dicini, I stayed at Ben's, and I played more Shadespire there.
Here we go.
I played 2 games of Warmaster, there we go.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
Just 2 games of Warmaster. We are the Warmaster podcast.
But it's been a while since we last recorded.
Oh, 2 weeks. And it wasn't even my fault. You were away last week, not me.
So I played Phil at Warmaster at his house.
Phil. OG Phil.
Yeah, my Skaven got slaughtered by his Chaos Warriors.
Who'd have seen that coming?
Yeah.
I think that might happen against the Ogres too.
Yeah. And then I played it's not really a really serious game against Nav. But Nav used, he's doing a different Orc and Goblin army.
Of course he is. Well, send him next time.
Somebody has him.
He can see me instead of you.
Yeah.
Get a proper prize.
Exactly. So, that one wasn't really...
Was he getting his stuff from Polar Fox?
Different companies, but it's interesting what he's found. It'd be an interesting product when he has it done, if he's done. But there we go. So actually, quite a bit, isn't it?
You can talk a little bit about the games. You lost to Phil.
So I was using Skaven for both of them because it's just that at the time I thought I was going to have to play as the player, as an extra player in the event.
Right.
So I needed a Skaven army that I could push around quite quickly. And I didn't want, I wouldn't want to have done well either. But I can't just throw a game. So, without being obvious.
You could take Warp Lightning Cannon.
Nah, it's all right. Anyway, against Phil... too many Chaos Warriors just cut me to bits. Oh my god. Remember with Phil's game, he did do something that was like, I was really left in a conundrum. I was like, what to do? I'm stampeding on it. I'm marching on his army. And he puts 2 units of Chaos Warriors into a wood on the extreme right of his battlefield. So the most right thing he's got are 2 Chaos Warriors in a wood. And I was like, defended Chaos Warriors. I'm really not going to get them out of scenery. I get them, beat them. So, and like, do I ignore them or do I go ignore them or do I attack them? And I was like, to attack them is, I just don't have the right things to do this. So I decided to ignore them. And these Chaos Warriors got behind my army.
Oh my god!
Yeah, yeah. But I just started like, oh my god, that was a mistake.
Don't tell me the bell went.
No. You know, nothing threatens the bell. But yeah, these two units of Chaos Warriors were a real problem because Phil passed some orders. Like, they were out of sight. So he brought them round and they just started wrecking my army from behind as well. I was like,
oh
so many Skaven. I think I lost like 9 units in one turn or something. I was just like,
oh, jeez.
I was butchered. And yeah, that was cool. As in, I was like, and I was left with that scene. I was like, I really wouldn't have known. Like, I don't know. That was either, like, I don't think Phil really remember. Like, as in, it was a brilliant move. It was just like, what? No, what am I going to do now? Like, yeah. But it got me. It got me, literally. I can imagine my Skaven army just, like, marching. Oh, there's some Chaos Warriors over there. Just ignore them. It's fine. Like, we'll break the rest of the army. And it's like, oh, no, we didn't. And, oh, those things have come out behind us now. Now we're surrounded.
I don't know how the fuck you fight through those Chaos Warriors. Yeah. Oh, you just have to... Does he break off after 2 rounds every time? Or does he stay... You want to heal those two wounds you've managed to get on one unit. Yeah.
Exactly, because they can.
And then what, you're going to charge them?
Come on!
Like, come and charge, take some more!
Oh, goody, goody. Yeah, so that was a cool game. And the one against Nav was, you know, it wasn't too serious, to say. Like, it was, you know, this time his giants didn't do all that much against me. But, I was trying to fit a lot in that day, so I was, yeah. Just I was basically for that one. I was just playing to practice to be quick with this army if I had to be.
You just need a bin lid.
Yeah, yeah.
To push all your stuff around. Mm. Just one order bin lid.
Yeah.
Next one order.
Exactly. Well, I mean, I'm not going to do that, but I think I could still give someone a game. They'll enjoy it, and I can still have the time to dash off to answer questions and come back to do it.
I love playing against Skaven with good leadership like High Elves.
Yeah.
Because literally, I was like just changing flank.
Yeah.
And like, it must have gone 6 turns. And you're still in the same place on the board. All you've done is wheeled round because it takes so long to wheel.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Just keep moving around from one flank to the other.
Oh, I tested out that rule of killing my own characters. Yeah, it's quite cool. Yeah.
Good. You can play it in your game. Yeah. I'm not going to stop you. Just don't come anywhere near the rules committee with it, please.
Fair enough, then.
I'm quite happy. Any blunders, you can kill your own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What about the big boy though? He's not gonna kill himself, is he, if he rolls a blunder?
No, he doesn't, he's the general.
What's he gonna do? Just take a leadership medal? That's pretty hard.
Yeah, yeah. No, he'll probably just execute somebody just for the sake of it.
Just randomly, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll make you do that in future. So you can line all your characters up and then roll in like a D6.
And just like shoot that one.
He looked at me funny.
Yeah, exactly, that's Skaven.
I'll tell you what I've been doing. I've been playing more time on the Android phone.
Oh right. Okay.
I'm sure it's like a pay-to-win type thing, but it seems like a decent thing to while away a half hour when you're stuck on a train.
Yeah.
So maybe other people could look at it and tell me if it's actually any good. You know about this game?
Is it the... I don't know which game...
So I guess it's like the one you bought on the PC, did you?
Oh, yeah, a while ago. Yeah, okay.
But it's turn-based.
Yeah, turn-based.
So everything's kind of really, you know, like you have to plan your move and stuff.
Yeah.
And
does it work all right on a phone?
Yeah. And it's completely free to play.
Yeah.
Oh, but that doesn't mean free to win, obviously, because you're going to have to... They're going to want you to buy stuff
exactly.
eventually, else what's the point in the game?
Yep.
Yeah, so I think it's called Mordheim Warband or something. Something like that.
Cool.
Yeah. Give it a go. Let me know.
Attention! If you need to get your miniatures safely from point A to point B, then get yourself a KR Multicase. KR Multicases come in all manner of different shapes and sizes, and have gamer-friendly pricing. So do yourself a favour and get yourself a KR Multicase today! Soft foam, hard cases.
Okay, so now we're going to talk about the London GT.
Yeah.
Preparation, etc. So you've got some more stuff.
I have, literally just arrived this morning.
So that's it.
Yep. From Laren Miniatures.
I think his name's Yannick.
Yeah.
No, the guy that sculpts.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's an incredible sculptor.
So he apologised for his late notice, and he sent them priority mail, and they've just arrived in time.
Yeah, so there's six packs of Laren miniatures.
Yeah, yeah.
Including a really nice, I guess that's a Winged Nightmare, or a Zombie Dragon, or I think Winged Nightmare.
I haven't got the time to, like, pry apart his website to, like, work out exactly where everything is. I might get the chance tomorrow.
But nice looking stuff. So we got some stuff from Laren miniatures, Magister Ministrum miniatures,
Pendraken, and Polar Fox. Added into the fact that we should have, as an event, our share of KR prize support, and we might have other things as well. Like, there's Trolls Under the Bridge have sent their stuff apparently to a different guy, so there might be some other models. And also Spellcrow, the stuff that, you know, they should be also might even be prize support.
Okay.
So it's all, there's quite, I think there's more prize support gathered for this event than I've managed to gather before.
Okay, should be a good event.
Yeah.
Should be a good event. But no KR for this one for us.
Well, no, there is.
But for the big events. Maybe not trickle down to a little diddler.
Oh, no, I know that.
We're going to get some?
We should. What we should get is like a backpack.
Whoa! Yeah. Backpack!
Yeah, yeah. So, it might be bigger than we've ever had before.
Okay, we will see. Lord Jesus! That's so much prize support. Well, thank you to everybody who sent prize support.
Yeah.
Because people like winning stuff.
Yeah, they do.
Nice. And if you get a little bit of something, then you're going to need to fill it out. You're not going to have like a one Winged Nightmare. You're going to need stuff to go with the Winged Nightmare.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I haven't decided how I'm going to divvy it all up, but no plan survives contact with the enemy, so we got to see what we get on the day. What happens tomorrow, basically. It's going to be interesting.
Okay, right. So, what's the setup for tomorrow?
So,
For the weekend, sorry. Four rounds?
So, with 16 players, we only need to play four rounds. So, we'll do two games on Saturday and two games on Sunday.
Under the clock?
Yes. The chess clocks are underneath there. You know, like, I will be carrying eight in with me to put one on each table.
Okay, so 2 hours.
2 hours
and 15.
A half.
1 hour 15
1 hour
each.
15 each, yeah.
Okay.
Which means, timings-wise, we can be quite relaxed with them. But basically, registration is 9:15, and I will, because I have the time, I will check army lists. You know, like, I will, like, what's your army list? I'll just make sure they're using the right... I've got the latest Revolution book.
It's just Dave's website.
Yeah, well, exactly. And I'll just, like, punch it all in, right, okay. Hopefully people hand me a printout of it, and it's like, well, it's done, isn't it? You know, I'm supposed to give a welcome speech. I don't know if that is just me or there's a general welcome speech. I'm not sure. In fact, I'm trying to work out, like, in the venue, because we can't all be in one room, can we? Must be spaced out amongst lots of rooms.
I don't know what kind. No, yeah. I'd imagine they've got some big space.
I don't know. But
because there's a lot of players.
Yeah. But it's the nature of the venue is like being a sports stadium. They can't, like, and the sport is football. So I can't imagine there's a hall that takes everybody. We're not going to go to one hall, are we?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
There must be some kind of event hall underneath the football stadium. We got to the football stadium on Tuesday. Yeah. We had a look around.
Yeah.
We did the walk.
Yeah.
We recce'd out the curry house.
Yes, we know how to get from station to venue and venue to food. Yeah.
But we couldn't actually go inside the stadium, so I don't know what it's going to be like inside.
Neither do I.
It'd be expensive, no doubt, for food and drink.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean,
but that's a football stadium.
That's a football stadium. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so game one.
Game one. Ideally, the time here that's in the pack is 10 o'clock.
10 till 12:30.
10 to 12:30, yeah.
Okay.
Then, you know, we'll have plenty of time. Like, I say, an hour break for lunch, if we need, you know. Notionally, round two starts at 1:30, but it doesn't have to.
That's a bit early, considering our curry's booked for 7.
Exactly, it does not have to. So I might give us everyone 2 hours for lunch.
Yeah, that seems reasonable. Yeah, yeah. And then so that would be like 2:30.
That means we start at 2:30 and we finish at 5.
Yeah, and then you've got another hour and a bit to kick around. Yeah, it's going to be a really relaxed day because we're only playing four rounds over the weekend.
Yep.
So, yeah. Are you going to tell people what the scenarios are?
We have five scenarios. Well,
four now.
Four scenarios to choose from. Of the first game is going to be pitch battle, and the last game will be pitch battle.
Ooh.
Yeah. So
we're only using three.
Because and then, I always wanted to finish the last game as pitch battle. Because I think, because then when the final is like, no one can moan about, oh.
Okay, because it was, I think, was the January one.
Yeah, yeah.
It was one on the tower, and it was all a bit of one.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't, yeah, and so that was always going to be the case. It was going to, when it was five, it was going to be one and five were pitch battle. So we also have meeting engagement to play.
Which is the randomizer of Doom.
Yeah, and take and hold to play. Now, a meeting engagement.
No tower.
Well, meeting engagement is we don't need anything else scenery wise. Meeting is take and hold. I've got all enough objectives there for everybody, so that's all we need for that. With the tower one, we were supposed, as in, we're supposed to be given, as in, enough scenery for that. As in, Spellcrow were providing a tower for each table.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's the case,
okay.
Because the, I say, the issue with the price is. With the organisers, is they if they haven't managed to do all the scenery they wanted to do, so hence why I had to ask people just to bring in a few things themselves, because what was supposed to happen is we didn't need to bring any scenery at all, but they
the dream they sold you a dream,
but they told me late last night that their dream they've messed up and they haven't done as much scenery as they need to do. And we're one of the events that has suffered.
I blame 40K.
Yeah.
Because 40K needs so much fucking scenery.
But in a sense, it's like...
And they've got like 200 tables
for
that.
Yeah, exactly. We're a minor fish. There's 200 tables of 40K. They have to cater to the bigger crowd,
yeah,
don't they?
Yeah, and it's like... True that.
But luckily, War Master players are quite resilient. Our game, like we've got two... We've got both our armies in one bag down there.
Well, you have to be resilient. The game's been dead for 10
years. Exactly. So players are quite happy to bring their scenery. So there'll be plenty of scenery. I could make it work with what we are getting and what I could bring, but other people are bringing stuff as well.
Okay, at the moment, there's no tower. No wizard tower.
Well, I can guarantee it.
Okay. It's not even on your list, is it?
Well,
I thought taking hold was the...
That was going to be scenario four. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, but that might be the one we drop because of simple necessity.
Okay.
If we don't have, you know, say I'm going to have to.
So if we do have the towers, we're going to do the final round's going to be the towers.
No, I still think I would want the last one to be a pitch battle,
okay.
Personally, because I'll have no one moan that they lost in the final because they didn't read the scenario.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, and we're playing all the normal optional rules.
Everything,
even the one that I'm losing a bit of interest in. The,
everything.
Even the half move,
Yeah, that's the best rule in the game.
It's like playing with stabilisers, fellow. What is the risk reward if you always get to move? I think maybe if you weren't allowed to just turn round, because I think that's the one that annoys me, because that's free, isn't it? The turning round. Because there's no way in the game of measuring this turning round without getting into trigonometry and God knows what
it's
else.
It's good. It's a really good... Yeah,
yeah it's good. It's good. It's your opinion. You're allowed your opinion. My opinion. I like a bit of risk reward.
Yeah.
So if you're going to try and order your trolls with Leadership 6 wizards...
Do it!
Yeah, at least make a semblance of chance of doing it. You don't even care if you do. It's like, I failed. Move 10. Yeah, I failed. Move 10. Okay, good. Right, so we've done the scenarios, everything's normal, yeah? Normal scouting rules, not everything.
Yeah. Normal. Like, this is Revolution, yeah?
Well, that's not Revolution, that's Ego Roller.
What, scouting?
Yeah. That's an optional rule in... all the scenarios, that's in yours.
Yeah, I'll explain. So
if you have, I was a new listener, and I go, well, where's all this shit they keep talking about? This is not in the book, is it?
Okay.
In the book. So where is it?
Yeah, but on the welcome speech, I will talk through everything, I'll talk... that's the point of this pack, is it's like my, memoir as well for, like, what is being played.
Okay, so where did they find it?
What?
All these scenarios that aren't in the... compendium.
Well, it's in this tournament pack that I've made.
Okay, so are we going to put a link in? Can you tell them where it is?
So it's
on the download.
This is a reskinned Winter Roller.
Okay, so
that's all that is.
So what are they can go to the London GT website and find this.
Download this. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you need to do. You need to go to the London GT website, find this. You can download the scenarios, download all the optional rules that we're using, the scouting rules.
Yep.
Blah blah blah.
I mean, as I say, the only thing that with army selection that has changed is at the time of writing, some army lists are missing. Well, they're not anymore. Beastmen and Norse are legit.
What else are missing?
No one's bringing them. Well, they could have done.
they couldn't because it doesn't exist.
Yeah, but like I could have gotten a hold of them a list.
Bullshit.
Never mind.
Okay, right. Yeah. So somehow now we're going to do a draw for round one.
Yes, because we have all the players, we have the numbers, we need a D20, don't we?
Or D14.
Well, it doesn't exist, does it? A D14.
D16.
Hang on, so do you want to pause it and we'll get that sorted?
Okay, so you're going to do the rolling, and I'm going to do the recording of matches.
Okay.
Right, so we've separated, we've got 16 players, we're using a D6, D8 strategy.
So how can we get one on this result?
What do you, so 1 to 3 is numbers
oh,
one
see,
to
right,
eight.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
4 to 6
yeah.
is numbers yeah. 9 to 16.
I'll roll it on here so it doesn't bounce so much. Okay.
This is totally legit. There won't be any cuts. So yeah, if we swear or something goes wrong, we're not stopping because otherwise I'll look wonky, man.
Yeah, no. Okay,
so no matter what happens, we're recording.
Okay. So even if you get Janners. That's
whatever happens, yeah, whatever happens.
Right, no.
If somebody comes in naked streaking and the house burns down, we're carrying on recording.
Okay, and then after this, it's Swiss each round. So the first pairing is on first side.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's player. Oh, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, you can roll them together. Yeah. Just so rather than slow roll.
Player
yeah.
number 6
is Paul H.
Paul H. That's Paul Hayes. I don't know what he's using actually.
Well, it doesn't matter.
And he's against. Second side number
Paul
3.
Paul G, it's a pull off.
So, and Paul Gobble is using high elves. Hmm. Okay, so next one is.
Barry P.
So this is you, right?
Well, it appears so.
Against,
versus.
Number one on the second side.
Number one on the second side is Chris Orr.
Chris Orr. There you go.
Chris Orr. Okay. That's Chris one.
So you have first side, second player.
Chris B.
Chris B. That's the American. He's up against fifth player down, second column.
That's me.
Okay, so
can't have that one.
First player.
Second column, that's Chris.
Yep.
There'll be a bit of this. That's Stuart. Stuart B.
Stuart B. So that is. I'll tell you what those matchups are.
Right. Okay.
We've all done that.
Jim the Gent.
Jim the Gent. It's going up against.
1-4, 1-6. Gone already.
Gone.
4-8. Justin.
Justin. Okay.
8.
Number 7 player.
Gone.
Gone. So, number 8 player on the last side.
Gone. This takes a while, we'll have to reallocate in a second.
7th player on the first side.
No, gone. Gone.
Fifth player.
Hey, Janus.
Janus.
Janus the coward.
Right. Okay,
Janus the coward.
He's up against third.
Andreas.
Player. Andreas. Oh, that's an unknown. Yeah. Oh, he's going to have a. He might have a harsher welcome.
Well, hang on. Let's count how many we've got left. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We've only got 6 left, so I'm going
to
reallocate
them.
So Shane is number 1.
Yep.
Sam is number 2. Christoph's number 3. Tony's number 4. Phil. W's 5, or Phil V, that is, not W. And Phil, OG Phil, is number 6. So just 1d6 now.
Number 1.
That's easy, that's Shane versus.
Number 4.
Tony H.
Tony H. Cool, yeah, they're not a double axe yet.
Okay, mm-hmm. So next.
Number 5.
There's no going back now anyway. Phil Vestry.
Yep.
Phil Vestry.
Number 4.
He's just gone.
Number 3.
Christoph.
Does that leave us with 2?
Yeah, it does. So that would leave Sam R.
Yeah, that's the other Belgian.
Versus Phil OG, Phil E.
Right, so there's our matchup. So it's slow time. We will now read out the draw.
Okay, there you go. You can do that bit.
Okay, so first game one is, well, it should be on, let's say it's on table, give me that pen, I'll label up the tables as well. Because table 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8. So on table 1 is Paul Hayes versus the other Paul, Paul Gobold. So that is Hayes is, I don't know what he's using, he hasn't said.
Okay.
And Gobold is using High Elves. So something versus High Elves. Table 2 is our Barry here using Vampire Counts against Christopher Orr, who's using Dark Elves. Table 3 is Chris Bennett, so this is the American travelling. He's using Chaos versus Stuart, which is Stuart Riving. I don't know what he's using either. So I don't know. So it's Chaos versus something. 4 is Jim the Gent. He's going this time with Kislev. and he's against Justin, who's using Orcs and Goblins. Then we have table five, we have the man to beat, Janus, using Dwarves.
Coward!
Yeah! Versus Andreas. Now, this is a guy I haven't met before, but he lives.
Go on, Andreas! Go on!
Using Orcs and Goblins.
Give me the shooting, please!
Well, really hope he does well there. Yeah, so on table six is Shane Streeting using Dark Elves versus Tony. Who's using Lizardman.
Oh, that's a tier one matchup. Yeah,
that
was a good matchup.
Seven, Phil Vestry, which he's using Empire versus Christoph. So he's got the lovely ogre. That'll be a pretty looking game.
Those cannons!
And last game means is Sam, the other Belgian. He's using Lizardman as well, and he's against our Phil, who's using Chaos.
My infantry are looking quite me and the Empire guy going, shit, there's a lot of chaos. And
so what I'll do is I'll put this into a Facebook post and I'll put it on the event page right now. That's Christoph, so just want to pause there.
Oh my god, so it's quite messy today. That's the third phone call. So Christoph's nearly here.
Yep.
That's good. So my list, but you've packed it away.
Well, you know what it is.
I do. I can try my best to remember it off my heart. Mm-hmm. So, we've got six Skellybobs.
Yep.
Six Zombiezoids.
Yep.
I didn't want six zombies. I wanted eight skeletons.
No, you can't have them.
But we didn't have them. So, I mean, beggars can't be choosers.
Yep.
We had... What did we have? We had four Graveguard.
Yep.
Because they're good.
Yeah, that's the maximum you can take.
Four Black Knight.
Yep.
Because they're good. Two of the dogs, whatever they're called.
Direwolves.
Direwolves.
Mm-hmm.
I should know that. Stark, innit?
Yeah,
Stark,
yeah.
Dead Direwolves. One flappy harpies.
One Felbats.
Felbats, that's what they're called in
two ghouls. List.
Two ethereal hosts.
Two ethereal hosts, four black knights.
Then we got into characters already. Yep. So characters got general, obviously.
Yep.
Two vampires.
Yep.
Two necromancers. We've got one of the vampires on a black coach, because I love the model and Paul hates it. No, I don't love the model.
No, it's just a weird concept. That's a model. It's just like, it's just a weird...
I've had to do the same thing. I've got like a scrap launcher thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Junk lobber, backing thing. And that's on two bases.
Yeah.
It doesn't work in the game on two bases. That's just what it is. This is even weirder, because it's a character. Where do you measure from? The thing's on two bases.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, well, you'll have to decide, won't you? And just like, right, this is how I'm doing it for the whole tour.
Put a blob of blue tape. I'll measure from the blue tape.
Your first game is against Christopher Orr, who's using Dark Elves. So how are you going to handle that?
Well, I'm going to handle it, because I didn't get to finish, by having a black coach with a sword of fighty, like five-pointer.
Yep.
And then we got... I managed to save the money, because I don't like to go into a game without the Ring of Magic and the Dispel Scroll, because I feel undressed. I feel like half naked without those two.
Fair enough. Uh-huh.
Especially with a list that's got as much going on as this, because you've got not only Raise Dead, but you've got the movement shenanigans spell.
Yeah.
So you can actually do the Raise Dead movement shenanigans combo in one foul swoop.
Yeah.
That's pretty meaty, man. Maybe get a Raise Dead. So hit something in the flank, then Raise Dead on the other side.
Yeah.
Yowzers. Yeah, it's got all kinds of filth. So, it's a good matchup.
I mean, we don't know what everybody's using, but there are a lot of tier one armies.
That's what we expect.
So, yeah. There's a lot to win. Yeah, but, I mean, like, it's trying to pick a winner out of this lot, isn't it? Because there are some people we don't know. We never met them before, so we don't know how they play. Like, we don't know if are they good, are they bad? We just don't know. Uh-huh. Are they lucky? That's more important.
Yeah, it's better to be lucky than good.
Better to be lucky than good, yeah, exactly. I mean, Jim Beach using Kislevs, he's really good with Kislevs.
He is.
Like,
he
is. Janus with Dwarves, that's his
classic. He's not playing Dwarves, is he?
Yeah, he's using Dwarves.
Oh, no! For the love of God!
So, like, that's like his classic.
Oh, that is, you didn't tell me what he's playing. That is going to make somebody sad.
I didn't say it earlier.
I didn't hear it. That's going to make somebody sad, man.
Yeah, well, he goes up against this new player.
Well, like, he's not new.
Like, well, he's in, like, a player we've not met before. Yeah.
God damn! If he gets on the hill with those goddamn dwarves, how are you digging them out?
I don't know. Then there's two Lizardman players. You're using vampire counts, there's a high elf player in there as well. Yeah, like so two dark elf players.
Janna's back to playing dwarves. It's going to be meaty, man.
Yeah.
Well, see how they, because nobody's really played them in Revolution, really.
Not like, a lot, no. Mm-hmm.
They're not considered a tier one army, but they've got leadership 10.
Yeah, yeah.
They've got armor, the wazoo. And they've got cannons, so that'd be interesting to see.
Wow. Yeah. How would you go against his dwarf army? So you see, you win, you're winning.
I don't know.
What would you do with vampire counts against dwarves?
It's going to be hard work, isn't it? Just hope he brings not that many warriors. Because I'm building a dwarf list just with warriors. Because they're hard to kill warriors.
Well, yeah, they've got 4-up armour.
I mean, if you flank them and terror them, which you can do with vampire cans.
That's probably your best bet, isn't it? Flank and terror, you know.
But you can't grind them out anymore, because you only get two turns.
Yeah.
It's not like... Because you used to just do, like one damage and then push them, one damage and push them, just keep pushing them, and slowly wear them out. But you can't do that anymore.
No.
So it'd be interesting. Mm-hmm. Ethereal hosts won't have much fun against them. I mean, they might get 4 attacks, but there'll not be much left in after the first round.
Yeah. No, excellent. Well,
it'll be good. It'll be good to see.
It's going to be some. Yeah.
I'm not expecting to win this.
No, so. You know, sorry. Who's your pick to win?
Oh, it's him, isn't it?
It's Janus.
The man. The machine.
I mean, he's coming. He's not coming at this with like a goblin army. He's coming at this with one.
With his
recognizes one of the best armies.
No, his favourite army.
Yeah, his favourite army. So he's eyeing those prizes, isn't he?
Right, and then we've arranged the curry house.
Yes.
It's funny, I used to live in this area till about 8 years ago. I moved to Chelmsford, so I had some local knowledge. And it looks like it's changed a little bit. The menu's a little bit classier now, as obviously Stratford's moved up in the world.
Yeah.
But it is still next to a sauna.
Read into that as much as you like.
Not that I ever went to the sauna, but it's just that kind of like... Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a... What would you describe the area? But, lowbrow,
a bit like guard your pocket kind of.
I never had any problems. I live there.
No, we won't either. But it's like it's fine. Like we found a place that can sit us all quite easily. We'll adjust the numbers because there is more than 10. We'll have to.
There are more than 10.
There's more than 10, definitely.
But do you know how many?
I can tell you. Do you want to? What do you?
Well, then we can tell them. Yeah.
Oh yeah, cool. Then we'll do that off podcast. And they'll sit us, and we've got the Wetherspoons as a fallback option and to have a drink there afterwards.
Yeah, perfect. So hopefully it's going to be a good day. We've got a little bit of a recording after this from Dicini.
Yep.
So I'm going to stop now, play the Dicini thing, and then we'll wrap up. And then next week we'll do an event wrap-up, and we might even try and do these Bretonian Army review that we've been trying to do forever.
Yeah, we've been trying to do,
Okay. Hey, man, you seen those 10mm ogres, man? I gotta get me some of those sweet ass 10mm ogres, man. I could brother up, man, I'm jonesing. Good to jibber jabber, fool, and get yourself to blackgateminiatures.com. That's blackgateminiatures.com.
Hello, listeners. So we are driving back in the car from doing a show called Dicini.
Live from Norwich. It's the sale of the century.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody gets that. It's too old for you, I guess. Sale of the century. Mm-hmm. It's Friday. It's live from Norwich.
No idea. Sorry, mate.
Saturday, it wasn't. Mm-hmm. Not Friday. So, we went to Dicini today.
Yeah.
To demonstrate the world's greatest war game.
Yeah.
To the masses.
It was a bit of a random gig. Barry, do you want to talk about how the gig came about?
I've known about the gig for a long time. In fairness, it didn't bubble to the top of my cauldron until very recently, when I told Tom I didn't think I'd be able to do it because I only had the diary clash, and then it turned out it was the wrong date.
Yeah.
So then he told me the right date, and I wasn't not available. So then I had to rope ball in at very short notice.
Well, and luckily I could swap a shift because I was supposed to be at work. Swap a shift to do into a night shift to be able to do it.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, you got a nice lunch, haven't you?
I did, yeah.
Aims off a hangover, which is off when balls are his deadliest.
Yeah, exactly. Well, coincidentally, was invited out on a stag do, and obviously you're going to do a stag do, which I did, which was cool. I mean, like, it was pretty low-key one. It was probably the most low-key stag do I've been on, but it's like, sadly, I'm not going to enjoy myself come, 7 o'clock tomorrow morning when I'm still awake at work, but...
Just try not to drive off the road into the...
Yeah, exactly. Never mind, better to do things than to not do anything.
So we went to Dicini, which is, for the people that don't know, it's like a localish gaming convention. Uh-huh. Kind of split between mainly board gaming, I guess. There was a bit of war gaming. I saw some other people that I know, like the people that do Mythos, they've been at a few things recently. And they had like a bring it by type auction event. And I think it's like year 4. And our friend Tom's one of the sponsors of the event. So we went down to demonstrate Warmaster. And to be fair, we had a lot of interest.
stunning armies on the table. Obviously,
yeah.
Not your normal Empire versus Orcs or whatever. It was like people going, oh, look at these.
No, it seemed going quite, getting quite a bit of interest, which was cool. You know, like a couple of chats with some nice people and a couple of chats with some quite strange people.
There used to be the bunker. It's nice to run into them.
Yeah.
So we were playing Final that never was.
Yeah. This is off. Which one was it?
You're yawning already. I've new side just shift. Yeah,
it's gonna be a nightmare later. But like, which?
The tribe is whatever number.
Yeah.
One from November-ish.
Where you won with Lizardmen and I was undefeated with Vampire Counts.
And you beat Janus.
Yeah.
I beat the guy who played Bretonnian that I lost in the final match.
Yeah, that's right. And anyway, so we played that game. We played those two lists. Because Barry has a stock list and I can remember which one of the builds it was. So I played the Vampire Counts into Lizardmen.
It was a very interesting affair. The Vampire Counts seem very strong. I'm not sure they don't have the Lizardman's number.
Yeah.
Just because they have their numbers.
Uh-huh.
And they're not chaff. Well, it's not all chaff. It's not like fighting against Tomb Kings where everything that's not on a horse or chariot is shit.
Yeah.
Even the stuff on horses is shit. But with the Tomb Kings. Mm-hmm. It's only the chariot you should worry about. But your stuff, you've got like elite infantry. Knights, proper knights.
Yeah. I mean, it's a Vampire Counts, like.
You've got dogs?
They do seem
like. Goddamn dogs!
They have a really strong list, don't they?
Yeah, I think so. I think I'm going to take them to the London GT.
Really?
Well, I don't think I can't play lizards again, so.
Yeah.
Ogres aren't going to be ready.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what else I'd take. I'm certainly not going to use elves.
Yeah.
Any description. So maybe I'll take Vampire Counts, we'll see how good they are.
Fair enough.
I've got a feeling they're good.
Yeah. Well, the only thing. Else, I mean, you saw everything else that I have on the table. I left at home a black coach because it's not something.
That's an upgrade.
It's an upgrade. I don't really like the model, but and there was there's also two Etherios extra that you could use, but you'd have to rework the points and Felbats.
No ghouls.
There was two units of ghouls.
I didn't see the zombies either, but it's all basically you've got chaff and non-chaff.
Yeah,
but the chaff ain't worried about. It's all chaff. What's the difference between a zombie and a skeleton? It's got an extra wound and no arm.
It kind of fulfills the same role, doesn't it? Like, I think, because I remember when we talked about Vampire Counts before, I do think there's a place to have some ghouls because they can act on initiative, so they're like second wave kind of troops, counter attack troops, because they can come in on initiative.
Yeah.
If you fail the dice with an undead army, obviously, you can't do anything.
But one interesting thing that, just a throwback to the Vampire Counts, I'm not sure I highlighted it enough because I'm not sure I played that many games against them, but the fact that they're not limited on command ranges in the same way as Tomb Kings makes a massive difference.
Yeah.
You were out threatening me because I am still hampered with my whatever reptilian rule or cold bloody rule.
Yeah.
You're not.
No.
So you had the threat on me because I can. 50 roughly.
Yep.
And you can follow.
Yeah. So the Vampire General is a Command 9 normal general, like for all his distances, and he's a wizard as well. Good thing.
So this is like a pretty strong list. I'll give a run out. So we played the first couple of turns were quite cagey.
Yeah. It was. Well, you didn't want to commit, and I was advancing together, like getting a move across my brigades a turn.
And then we had a big old dust up in the middle-ish. I had a reasonable turn, and I took a couple. I could have taken your dogs out, which don't fucking mean anything.
I wouldn't mind some more units of direwolves. Like, have some options, but they don't do much. Yeah, they're there to fill up some points.
And then I think I managed to get into a couple of your brigades. I didn't do a great deal, and then we got stuck into a. I know I got your fell bats, that was the other one. You'd use them to disrupt me, and then I just charged them in both front and rear with my pterodons. So that was the end of them. And then, there was a big dust up that we had, and then we had to stop because we went to lunch. So we're just getting into the meat of the game.
Yeah.
Like with many, many, many units locked in combat. cook to lunch because my aunt and uncle turned up.
Yeah.
And this was a very, very big, well, not very big, but it was a big event with lots of people walking around and no security and stuff.
Oh, no,
we were on a table in the middle of nowhere.
No, God, no.
So we couldn't leave the miniatures on the table and just go away because there was nobody to watch the table.
Exactly.
So we had to pack up, which was sad. Because I think even though I was ahead on board, I think you had the measure.
I was playing my turn, and my turn would have involved a lot of combats that looked quite favourable to me, but we hadn't worked them yet. So like it was basically like in a boxing match, you'd hit me and I was just hitting you back.
So I think the break was kind of about equal, kind of getting towards equal, even though you started with four.
I started with 14, yeah.
Yeah, but the tail of the game was there were no raised dead on the board yet.
No.
But that's what this turn would have determined how much raised dead. And if you start getting 2-3 units of raised dead on board, the world gets messy real quick.
Yeah.
Because you're still going to kill those fucking things. And they're still going to be in your way and they're still going to be doing work. So it was sad that we didn't get to finish it because I think it would have been a good duster.
Yeah, well, it is a shame. But again, I don't think it could have. We couldn't make another decision. We had to stop. We couldn't have done anything else, really.
Like, no, if we just had a couple of units, Nick, then some of those units are 40 quid each.
Exactly.
To replace, it's like, no,
it's so good.
Mm-hmm. And they're so small.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that was a shame. And then we played some Shades one.
Yeah.
And then, should we talk about what else was on at the event? We don't need to make it into a massive long episode. It's just a little Dicini update. What was going on at Dicini?
There seemed to be a lot of quite individual retailers there, wasn't there? Like, with their own little ranges of, like, historical or, figures.
Yeah, so there was something called Escape the Dark Castle or something.
Yeah.
Which looked like a board game that they made themselves.
Yeah.
Some guy selling some auction or something.
Auction, yeah. Well, so I took a couple of board games to be auctioned, and one actually did sell, which is quite cool. A little bonus to me. Yeah, excellent.
Yes, that was quite funny. And he had, like, not a bring and buy, he actually had an auction. He ran it as an auction. He said, he'll give me £5, give me £3, whatever. So he had auctions running all the way through the day in different stages. And he also had, I don't know how you describe this, but it's like a reverse
auction. Yeah.
So all the board games, there was piles of board games on these tables, were £10 at the start of the day. And then over the course of the day, they got cheaper and cheaper until finally they were 50p.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was quite an interesting little thing, a bit from take on a bring and buy. Not everything sold, even for 50p. So
no, you couldn't give it away, but it's like,
couldn't give it away.
I mean, like, a game I sold was like, it's not even, because I was conscious, like, I only thought at the back of my head, I was like, oh, I wonder if there's a bring and buy. And then I messaged Dicini itself. I don't know who runs is Dicini.
Mr. Dicini, yeah.
And they replied back, oh, well, this is happening. Not for miniatures, but board games. And I thought, I'll just take two that can sell, I think. And it was, it was cool. It was just like, because it helps me to keep self-funded this year.
Self-funding's good.
Yeah, self-funding's good.
There were quite a lot of demo tables. These little local events are quite interesting because it's mainly just punters walking in off the street and just buying the odd bit of dice or having a look around. It was nice to see how many people were interested in Warmaster.
Yeah, and exactly. And some message like said, oh, I used to play that a while ago, etc. But they didn't know, they didn't know that there's the version we were playing in terms of like they used to play it a long time ago. Maybe nostalgia for making them remember it.
Yeah, but they're always like shocked to hear that it's still available.
Yeah,
and it's
yeah,
free.
Yeah.
And it's like, is it all GW stuff for free?
Exactly. And as I said, like you can get the the rule books and the tokens you can download for free. So if you want to try the game, it doesn't cost you a penny, just the cost that it takes you to print off the stuff.
I had a chat with some bloke about Pendraken and the fact that they've got a game that I haven't played. Mm-hmm. A little skirmish game. Name up.
Look
at that.
Okay, so Red Back and Go. So Pendraken and Warband.
Yeah, so I was approached by a guy who was talking about Pendraken and they have a little 10-mil game called Warband, which we haven't played. Which feels rude considering they sponsor us for the every event.
Yeah. Are the rules free? I'm not sure. But I haven't seen
They're not free.
Yeah.
I don't think there'd be more than about 10 or
something. Yeah.
So maybe we should pick a set of rules up and have a look at it.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
I said it wasn't many elements. I play Chase Bar, didn't we?
Yeah. I mean, that was cool. It was like...
I played the world's cheesiest deck.
Infamous deck? Is it?
Hated.
Hated deck.
This is the one that people are threatening to rage quit about.
So what did it win? What did it, like...
The
Grand Clash or something.
Some big event.
And it's used, accesses all the cards, recent cards.
All the cards that have been released. So it's got the full first season.
Yeah.
And it basically is built around relics.
Yeah.
So the deck... You need to
stick six relics, which, of course, I suppose those relics haven't been out yet, have they?
They've only just come out, yeah.
Yeah, they've just come out. But you
didn't have access to six, so there was no point doing the relic deck. They didn't do anything.
Yeah, exactly.
So now the six are out. So what you do is you hide in a corner and you try and find ways to generate glory to stick the upgrades on one guy. And then get that guy to six relics. Yeah. And then every time you activate that guy, he draws cards. Just fucking crazy. If you get it to work,
in the first game, that's what happened, because I hadn't seen it before. But we were thinking about it quite a bit, and it's like it is a way. It's not impossible. It is a way to, like, there is a card in the game that allows you to break somebody else's upgrade.
Then you'd be knackered if you broke it early in the game.
Then
because you're knackered.
But even the threat of breaking it is enough, in a sense, because you've taken six cards to do that relic, those relics. That's six other useful upgrades you haven't taken.
Yeah, and you've had to gain six glory from somewhere.
So
these six upgrades.
So I don't think it's like, oh, doom and gloom, this deck's, you can't play against this deck.
No, I think they were completely aware of what they were doing, because even like in the core set, these relics existed.
Yeah, exactly.
There just were only two of them.
Yeah,
so there was no point using
them. You couldn't get the buff of six of them. So that buff of six was always going to be there.
Yeah, it was always going to be there, so they knew where they had to. It was like, basically in Magic, they call it a combo deck.
Yeah.
So you're just doing your little dirtly shit on your own in the corner, hopefully left alone, and then as long as you're left unmolested, you'll go off and do your stuff. But as soon as you start messing with the combo, like blowing up one of the relics, it doesn't do anything.
Exactly.
If only didn't have a relic to gain glory out of, you said you could score 17 glory in your turn by just doing the objective.
Until you messed it up. But yeah, there was that potential on, yeah.
So, I'm not sure you should be rage quitting, you should just be adding a glory card at the moment.
Yeah, and
making sure.
And experiencing it. I mean, it's like, in a sense, it's like a trick, isn't it? It's like, if you had a sideboard in Shadespire, that would lessen its effect quite a bit, because the second opponent would have these useful cards in on their side deck.
You say that, but sideboarding is interesting because lots of decks try and do that in Magic.
Yeah.
But if you don't win game one with that kind of deck, you're doomed.
Yeah.
Because after sideboarding, you don't do anything.
Yeah.
Because your stuff gets blown up, your combo gets disrupted.
Yeah, they will interrupt your combo.
So you can't, in a way, you can't let them have game one, because if you've then got to win two games out of two.
Yeah. Indeed.
And they'll transform into doing maybe something slightly different. But they don't have sideboards in this game, so you are just going to have to play the card that destroys an upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just going to be standard tech now. That's called the new metagame. So in the same way that once Earthquake existed, everybody had to play Earthquake to try and counter Earthquake if they were objectively based.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to play a card that destroys an upgrade now.
Yeah.
And that's it. The game's adapted.
Mm-hmm.
It won't work every time, but 50% of the time, I think that's probably what it works, 50% of the time it will win you a game by shutting down this combo.
Yep.
Okay. Well, the Shadespire, the game is still... The language is still not great. And
But hopefully they learn off how when they do... this next setting.
I doubt it.
Man,
it's already written.
Do you think it's already written?
Yeah,
fair enough.
Yeah. They've been spoiling cards, so it's all
good. Mm-hmm.
So we played that, and then later on we played a little side one, that one, and then we proxied out the new Cornness.
Yep. Tried that.
They looked awesome.
Yeah, they were good. They were like hard Sigmar Marine.
So I tried to go fight them with my Marine, and I got absolutely pasted.
You ended up. Your three died to two of mine. Yeah, that's how it went down in the end. Like, not all attacks worked, but that's what it ended with, isn't it? I took off your last guy and I had two people left.
Yeah, and like a whole round left almost.
Yeah.
Just doing whatever you want.
Doing whatever you want, trying to score.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they look good. They've only got four hails, so that's good.
Yeah.
And we'll see. I'm enjoying the game. I think people have quit. People who've got this far and now quit haven't really
tried it
through.
Yeah.
What the new game is.
Yeah.
It may be slightly different now, but I think there's definitely a variety of decks out there now. It's not just one type of deck.
Yeah, and it's clear that if the relics were in the original core set, they were intending to bring out six relics. Yeah, that was. They're always going to be. They're just the way they've released the cards slowly.
So were the keys in the core set? Was there a key?
I think so, but like there would have been like a key. Yeah.
That's another build, is the key build.
The key build, yeah.
And then there's like aggro-y builds, there's a pure objective-y builds where you just go like, try and move up the objectives.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I think it's fine.
Mm-hmm. So at some point, Barry, I guess we'll have to play that game of War Master again, won't we? We'll have to.
I'm not sure how confident I feel. I think I can only lose.
I was slowly working my way around to the skinks. Slowly, that I was intending to.
I needed to get them. I don't think.
Well, maybe I didn't need to get them. Yeah.
It was awkward how poor my pterodons were once we got rid of your feldback because there wasn't a target on the board that I would have put them into.
I suppose. Yeah.
What are they going to achieve?
Yeah.
I don't know. It was hard.
Gotta love me some vampire cats.
I do love me some vampire cats. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so we don't want to talk too much about Dice Genie. This is just going to be a little drop in.
Little extra
minutes,
thing.
15
yep.
minutes. So, we went to Dice Genie. Today was May the 6th, is it?
Yep. May 6th. Yep.
May 6th. It was a nice day. I recommend it to all. It's free.
Yes.
So, can't go wrong.
Right. Cheers, guys.
Okay. So, we're just going to wrap up today's podcast. It's been a bit messy.
Yeah, well, it's
The last one was shit and this one's shit as well.
I'm hosting international. What do you want me to prompt me?
I don't know. Last week you were painting or some shit. Sorry the podcast is shit. Hopefully the next one won't be quite so shit.
Okay.
And I'll spend all afternoon editing these 19 different segments together.
We're going to have a good event.
I will. So that was the War Master Podcast episode 93 with Paul and Barry. You can contact us on the Facebook page or warmaster.podcast@gmail.com. Okay, and then we will see you next week.
See you next week.
Would you like to know more?